Life and the pursuit of Jesus can be an enjoyment, even when things are not well with us. I have to admit, though, it's none too often I meet Christians who are particularly happy with their place in life or in the body of Christ. In the past, there have been some pretty extreme times when I wasn't very happy either, and the Lord posed me a question, which I'll pose to you. So, what do you want? If you had a title and recognition in your place of fellowship, would you be happy? If you knew your children were going to be all right in the long run of things, then would you be happy? If you made more money, how would that be? How about if you suddenly had no mortgage, no car payments, and you were recognized from the pulpit as being an exceptional person every month? Would that be what it takes to make you happy? If your answer is, I'm not sure, let me encourage you to do something extraordinary. Ask God what makes you happy. Incidentally, happiness and joy are very different. Happiness comes and goes like the wind, but joy is a state of being. I thought to myself, in my own words, without looking it up or asking someone else, what is a cornerstone? I had a pretty good idea, but I want to know, above what anyone else thinks, what does God say? The idea of cornerstone is represented two ways in Scripture. The first is seen in Isaiah 28:16, and again in Zechariah 10:4. Where the English translation is simply cornerstone. But what God more had in mind is in Hebrew was a picture of the foundational stone laid before all other stones, super square, extra sturdy, a standard of standards by which the rest of the building's plumb and square are measured. Now that is probably what most of us think of when we hear the word cornerstone. But the second set of Hebrew letters representing our word in English for cornerstone is something different than the first. As the idea of cornerstone is referenced in Job 38, verse 16, and Psalm 118:22, the bigger picture is not a foundational type of building block as in Isaiah 28:16, but more a keystone used to lock in all the rest of the stones. Or a capstone, the often elaborate and decorative cap on the topmost point of pillars and posts. In old architecture terminology, capstone was also called the champion. In light of that, now I've got a nice idea of who Jesus is and what Paul was referring to in Ephesians. Jesus is not only the principal building block of all the structure called the body of Christ, but also the keystone locking in each of us so we don't fall. And he's also the champion, the crown of each believer. God's cornerstone in all senses of the word was, is, and ever shall be the Messiah. And although God has stated in many prophecies that the Messiah would come out of Judah, he restated it again in Zechariah, making it crystal clear that the cornerstone was not an institution or just some great ruler, but the chosen Messiah himself. To be clear for any who don't know, in both cases, it is the final piece placed during construction and locks all the stones into position. I can easily see how God would call Jesus Christ not only the foundational cornerstone, but also the stones set in such a way as to lock all the other stones into position. And because he occupies this position in the kingdom of God, we can also understand why the poet says in Psalm 87, verse 7, singers and dancers alike say, "All my springs are in you."